It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Dolphins are back, baby. I don't know how deep everyone wants to get into it. I haven't listened to any sports radio locally. I've watched some of the national stuff. I don't know how deep people want to get into it and say, well, you know, that one was a must win. And now that they got that one, I can actually see the path moving forward where the Dolphins could theoretically be a team that makes the playoffs or is in the playoff hunt at the end or contends for the playoffs. And again, it's, you know, overzealous, normally it would be on a Monday, but it's Tuesday, the overzealous reaction, you know, of, everything's back to normal. Listen, I felt really good about what we saw last night, and I feel good about who the Dolphins are. Like, but I always have, except when Tua's missing. So I'm having a tough time, you know, parsing through my feelings. I want to go, hey, this is the team that I thought at the beginning of the season would be able to go to LA and would be able to stymie a good offense and would be able to put up enough points to win the game and do it in prime time. Like, I want to celebrate that this is the team that I kind of expected to see all season, but I also know that they're 3-6. So I don't know where to put it all.
Last night, the defense overachieved, but I never expected that out of them. Because we were saying,
you know, I'll read you a tweet. I have a tweet I saw from Dan Orlovsky this morning. Man, Anthony Weaver's plan last night for the Miami Dolphins was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he stymied them.
The defense is where I was watching. And Tua, they had some good plays. You know, numbers weren't stupid. I don't think, they had 200 yards of offense.
It was fine.
Offense was okay. But the defense, getting to Matt Stafford, knowing where he was, that zone they were playing a lot against Buffalo, pretty much the same game plan. But that front four was getting to Matt Stafford where Josh Allen can take off and, you know, you got to play a little more conservative. Matt Stafford's not running. And I know by not having my 0.5 rushing yards.
Oh, now you know that Matt Stafford's not running after you. Listen, this is no joke. I know you lost that bet. I am. This is not a joke. This is not exaggeration. I have lost 16 wagers in a row. And I texted Pizzola last night. I'm like, I am 0 for my last 16. And he's like, you know, he's like, oh, I had a terrible week myself. And I text him back. I go, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Oh, do you know how difficult that is to lose 16 bets in a row?
You could have a turtle go to the carrot or the celery on a bet and win more than 0 of 16.
You would. You 100% would.
Yeah.
This is more difficult, I think, than going
16-0. 0-16. You got to
because like 16-0, you're trying to do well. I'm trying to do well and literally cannot win a bet. And last night, it was Jamie Eisenberg after the show had texted me, bet Devon Achane over 5.5 receptions. So he had 5 receptions. He had 4 in the first half. Then he had another one. He had 5 receptions. There was about 8 minutes left to play, and I see Jalen Wright is in. So I go, okay, I got to cash out on this bet. It was a $50 bet. They're offering me $53, and I'm going to take the $3, and I'm hitting cash out, and it's going cash out fail, because guess what? The guy at the Hard Rock also saw that Jalen Wright was in. And I wasn't the only one who saw that.
Yes, so I would say Anthony Weaver's defense was they overachieved last night. If they can play like that, we have a chance to sneak into the playoffs. But I think the matchup, the way they zoned up, Puka and Cooper Kupp, they were trying to get down the field, and the front four was getting to Matt Stafford because they were trying to throw deep stuff and they couldn't get deep. So I was extremely surprised last night, as yesterday I said they have no chance to win. I took the Rams -2.5. I took the over. I was totally wrong about yesterday. I did not know the Dolphins defense was about to play the way they did last night.
Read you guys a couple more tweets, then we'll get headlines from Solana. RG3, Robert Griffin tweeted, Miami is not your normal 3-6 team. With Tua Tagovailoa back, they have better energy and confidence on both sides of the ball. They aren't out of the playoff hunt, and it's going to be a wild last half of the season. I believe that. I think that we're going to get hyped up. I don't know where it's going to go. I kind of feel like there might be some similarities with the Hurricanes and the Dolphins here, where you might be able to get there. Hurricanes will. But then I don't know what's going to happen once you are there. But regardless, there's a couple more tweets I thought were interesting. Skip Bayless, extremely impressed and frankly shocked by the Dolphins D, holding Matt Stafford and Kupp and Puka to 15 points and 3 of 12 on third down in L.A. Didn't see this coming. Remember when everyone said Tua must retire? He made several clutch throws tonight. What a win. What a loss for the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Mina Kimes, she tweeted out, the Dolphins have the second easiest schedule remaining in the NFL per FTN Fantasy. They can definitely get back in this thing. Another tweet, Marcel Louis Jacques, ESPN. If the Dolphins are able to salvage a playoff run after their 2-6 start, you can probably credit tonight's win over the Rams. There's plenty of work to be done, but they needed this one.
Yes. And
so I said, I don't know what you do with last night, but I know that they did have to win it in order to make the next games. Like, now I have a ton of confidence going into Sunday's game against the Raiders. I think they're going to blow them out.
Was it the turning point, or was it a good game? That's what people are pretty much saying.
Because they put up three good games in the last three.
Yes.
They just only have one win out of those three.
Yes.
I when I say good games, three games that probably were enough to win.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Bass doesn't hit a 61-yarder. Cardinals don't hit a field goal at the end. Like, you played well enough to win. Like, you could have had three out of the last three, end up with one out of the last three. So, again, I don't know what it means. I don't know if it's too little, too late, but it certainly was needed last night. I know that if they didn't get it last night, it was toast. The entire season was toast. Now at least you can go, okay, you know what? Vegas, then New England, like, they could theoretically be 5-6. And based on the other teams Solana was talking about yesterday, who are also in that little bubble area, like 5-6 probably going to put you in a decent spot.
And we've seen it, to your point about good games, what, 27-23 offensive output. You get around 30, you have a chance. I think it's if that defense is what we saw last night. If they can do that, you know, it's impressive. Blitzing off the edges, Javon Holland, our, you know, friend of the show, he had a sack. Like, if they can do what they did defensively, they have a chance to sneak in. Go what? They'll be 6-6 with five games left, something like that. Like, now you, okay, let's see what happens. But, yeah, offensively, I don't think – if Tua's healthy, we're good. Offensively, they'll get in the 20s.
I mean, it's that defense. That completely different team when he's back there.
But I don't even now. Tua's back now. Now the front four can rush better. I don't go along the lines.
I don't know. I mean, maybe the defense just has more confidence that no matter what goes on, the offense is going to be able to do something. So yeah. I mean, it was like you were constantly trying to not fall off a cliff when it was Skyler or Tyler or Tim Boyle. Like, I feel like the defense, like, all right, let's see if we can do it again with it. You know, where when Tua's back there, like, yeah, maybe you are a little more free to do what you want to do.
That didn't happen the last two games, though, because Tua came back against Arizona. Tua came back against Buffalo. You needed the defense to perform how they were performing. They were one of the top 10 defenses in the NFL before those two games, Hawk. And they had bad performances.
But I'm saying, like,
they're just
the Buffalo
healthy.
Game, the Buffalo game, like, you did what you needed to do against Josh Allen. Tyler Bass hit a 61-yard field goal to win it. Like, the defense did what they needed to do, and Tua did what he needed to do in that game. Like, that's just one of those games where you're facing a really good team. So if you can do that against Buffalo, and if you can do that against LA, like, you have a pathway.
And that's what it's going to have to be. But just let's get ready for these games, the single-digit games. I think we got caught up in last year's offense. We're a 28, 24, 23, 17 team, and that's okay. Buffalo does it. The Ravens, well, hell, the Ravens will beat people about 50. But, like, good teams, when they play each other, it's going to be fourth quarter. Tua's going to have to go get some points, or the defense is going to have to stop Josh Allen. And they stopped him until a guy closed his eyes and kicked the ball as hard as he can, and it actually went through.
Like, that's kind of my point. Like, they did yeah. enough. They did enough. They certainly did enough last night. Defense was, I mean, the story for me last night.
I'm excited to see the defense against the Raiders, because if you can play that way against Matt Stafford and Sean McVay, they should dominate the Raiders, who have
I don't even know who their quarterback is.
O'Connell still.
Aiden O'Connell, is he the quarterback?
Let's go. And they're traded away an all-pro receiver. Like, it should be a flat-out butt-whooping if the defense figured it out. And you would think, with Anthony Weaver being a first-year DC, he needed some time to figure it out. So if this is now
culminating. Well, looked last night like he figured it out.
Bro, that defense blew my mind. I was sitting there in awe.
Because you kept waiting for Stafford and that offense to start click. Like, you kept waiting. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, here comes the drive. And just – never materialized.
Nope. Couldn't run the ball. Couldn't throw the ball. That's pretty much all the offense is.
We have a ton of stuff to get to this afternoon. Josh Appel is going to join us. Will Manso is going to join us. Panthers tonight. Heat tonight. I mean, we got a lot of action, Jack. Let's do a quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
It's Gardner Minshew and Desmond Ridder, by the way, who are the quarterbacks on the depth chart. Looks like Aiden O'Connell is on the IR. Looks like he got hurt. Mm. So Desmond Ridder, they signed him off of somebody's practice squad. I can't remember who. And Gardner Minshew, I guess, has just been thrown back in there because they had no other options.
So did Minshew play their last game?
Aren't they coming off a bye? Let me double check here.
I'm following the Raiders.
Yeah. The Raiders' last game was November 3rd in Cincinnati. They lost 41-24. Gardner Minshew, 10 of 17, 124 yards.
Oh, okay. All right. So he's been their QB.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins, they opened yesterday. They were a 7-point favorite over the Raiders. Last I saw, they were a 7.5-point favorite. Yep, 7.5. Over-under is 44.
I'm leaning away from these over-unders. I'm not doing very well.
I'm leaning away from everything.
Just lean towards some table tennis, because these...
I'm going to lean back.
These conventional sports aren't doing it for us.
Guys, guess who's second in the AFC East? Come on.
Jimmy, it's a Victory Tuesday, Jimmy.
I know.
Let's go.
I wish I had a Victory Tuesday t-shirt, but...
Ah, so do I. I mean, you could have worn your Victory Monday t-shirt. I don't think we would have punished you for it, but it's a Victory Tuesday, Jimmy.
Hell yeah.
Right. I'd have got on him.
Jimmy has combed his hair more days consecutively over the last week than he did his entire life.
The hair thing has gotten in his head. Yeah, the hair thing got in his head.
He's getting more hair on his head.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let it out of your head, Jimmy.
What shirt are you wearing there, Solana? Is this a NBA Cup shirt?
No, it is a Miami t-shirt. Just the Miami Heat. It says Miami. Mm-hmm.
Oh, like that little mashup.
The mashup jerseys. That's right. What about you, Hawk? What are you wearing? Oh, LL Bean sweatshirt, of course.
What is
that? I know what works.
Quarter zick salmon.
Quarter zick.
Quarter zip. What is it? Quarter zip salmon color.
Quarter zick.
I just ordered. Well, quarter zip.
The mall at near Hawk's house, they're like, should we keep ordering these LL Bean sweatshirts? Like, nobody's buying them. Like, no. There's one guy who comes in every couple months.
I wish there was a place in Boca that I could get the LL Bean. I had to go up to Pennsylvania, King of Prussia.
I have never seen another person wear an LL Bean quarter zip, but Hawk has one in every single color.
Well, no one else can wear them. I've got them all.
Are they still in business?
Yeah. I mean, I walked into that store in King of Prussia. Angels sang. It was such a great moment. You know how, like, people, they go, oh, I want to see the Vatican. That's how I felt about LL Bean up in King of Prussia.
Did it have closeout sale on it?
LL Bean, that's like, well, that's a multi-billion dollar company. I mean, you guys are sleeping.
Everything must go. LL Bean. Everything must go. 50% off.
I wish. Save me. I need that after my 0-16 run. I'm having a tough time spending $90 on these.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.